On Friday, the government is expected to announce plans for a further easing of COVID-19 restrictions. Listening closely will be those involved in the live music industry, with many venues largely closed since last March. The government department responsible for arts and culture says there have been hundreds of applications for its recent live performance support scheme, with $25 million in grants to help venues reopen. Another scheme aimed specifically at musicians and production crews is due in the next few weeks. Our reporter Kate Egan has been finding out how much of an impact this could have on the live music sector.
Music from artists Lucia and Maria, who were one of the few acts to perform at the Whale Theatre in County Wicklow last year.
In 2020, we had just 29 live performances compared to 2019, when we had 118 live performances.
Brian O'Regan is the artistic director of the Greystones venue, which, like similar ones across the country, have been largely closed since March 2020. He says grant schemes such as the live performance one could be the make or break for many small and independent venues.
When we were opening last September, we had 50 people in the venue, including performers and staff. So we really could only sell 40 tickets for any performance, which is completely unsustainable for us, and I imagine for every other venue, big or small, within Ireland. So the live performance support scheme is what makes that model workable in some kind of way, that we can still put on performances.
The grant would allow venues to reopen with reduced capacity in line with COVID restrictions. And if the restrictions meant that live performances still couldn't go ahead, the artists and the venue could live stream the event and supplement their box office takings using the grant.
Of all the components to go, live was the most devastating.
Angela Dorgan is CEO of First Music Connects, which supports artists in the independent music industry. She says the grant schemes are necessary to help the sector get back on its feet.
I think it's essential also that we don't bleed the talent in those sectors, the events workers, the festivals, but most importantly, the artists, that we don't lose them out of necessity to the other professions that they might be involved in.
Angela says while every sector of society has suffered, it's fallen largely to artists in the music sector to keep people going during lockdowns. But she says many in the industry have suffered since live performances stopped, as they would supplement their other work from their live gigs.
So artists will get paid, sound engineers will be hired, lighting engineers will be hired, venues will be open, promoters will be doing deals, and it will be an awful lot of people's first time since the lockdown in getting the opportunity to do that, getting the opportunity to say to each other, to say to their network, we're back, we're working.
Those in the live performance sector say a long lead-in time is needed before they can restart. Brian O'Regan says the Whale is hoping to reopen in September, and when they reopened last year, they had weeks to plan ahead.
When you're looking at programming events, artist rehearsals, like if there's a theatre performance coming in or a band or a kind of a chamber music ensemble, they need that time to rehearse. And then obviously we're looking at the time you need to market the events, for selling the tickets, for getting the COVID-19 response plan in place. So there's a lot that kind of goes into actually reopening a venue. And that's kind of also in our minds as well, as when we would get the green light to be able to do that.
And that report from Kate Egan.